This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Temperatures across the state are rising, and in the mountains, that means increased avalanche danger. CPR's Paolo Schulze does more.
Warm weather has begun melting snowpack in the mountains, which could lead to something known as wet avalanches. That's when the underlayer of snow becomes unstable due to increased moisture. Brian Lazar, deputy director of Colorado Avalanche Information Center, says springtime snowboarders and skiers should be extra careful.
So outside of checking your forecast, you want to make sure you're still carrying your minimum required rescue gear, which includes an avalanche transceiver, a shovel, and a probe.
A man died near Breckenridge over the weekend after he was caught in a slide. He became Colorado's 11th avalanche fatality this snow season. One more will tie the state's all-time record, set in 1993. I'm Paolo Schulze, CPR News.
Buses, trains, and other public transit will be free for part of the summer. Here's CPR's Nathaniel Miner.
The state legislature is funding another round of free public transit to tempt drivers out of their pollution-spewing vehicles. Air quality is generally worst when the weather's warm. Last August, free fares led to big bumps in ridership in Pueblo, Colorado Springs, and the RTD area in Denver. But we don't know to what extent the free rides help reduce pollution, though air quality experts say any drop in vehicle trips is beneficial. Details for this summer's program will be out in the coming weeks. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
For more of the day's news, come to CPR.org. Stay with us. It's 3:06.